I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Pear Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. On March 8, 2026, at approximately 6:42 p.m., the Inyo County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call reporting a stabbing near Paiupu Lane and Diaz Lane in Bishop. Deputies responded to the scene and to Northern Inyo Hospital, where the victim had been taken. During the initial search in the area, deputies contacted Jordan Barr, who had visible injuries and was detained as part of the investigation. Deputies later identified a nearby residence connected to the incident and located evidence of blood along with other injured individuals inside. A search warrant was obtained and investigators recovered a weapon believed to have been used in the assault. Following the investigation, a warrant was issued for the arrest of Jordan Barr. He was located and arrested on March 9th, 2026 without incidents. Barr was booked on the following charges: assault with a deadly weapon, felony; attempted murder, felony. So anyone with any information is encouraged to contact the Inyo County Sheriff's Office at 760-878-0383. Well, this month, LADWP hydrographers headed back to the dedicated snow courses to conduct the latest round of snow surveys for LADWP. With the March 1st snow survey complete, the snowpack is holding at 100% of normal today. The last snow survey of the season in April will reveal a more complete look at this year's snowpack. Surveys take place annually on February 1st and continue through April 1st, when the final measurements are collected. As of March 6, 2026, LADWP Eastern Sierra current snowpack conditions reported 15.5 inches of water content, 100% of normal to date, 87% normal of typical water year ending April 1st. All right, three in a row and more to go. In Rosamond, the BUHS Mathletes faced the hardest test of the year. Together, the team scored a miraculously 14 points, placing them in first once again. Boron followed closely behind with a solid 13 points, with Rosamond following shortly behind at 12 points. This marks the third win in a row for the Bishop Varsity Mathletes, an impressive streak they hope to continue. Mathletes' individual scores were amazing, with Caleb Fitt reaching third place overall with 5 points. Meanwhile, Joseph Barrow placed fourth overall with a total of 4 points, and Scarlett Buchholz placed fifth with 3 points. Other mathletes followed close behind as Bryce Coakley, Tegan Orr, Ulysses Gonzalez, Amaya Hayes, and Ruby Van Hoven all tied with 2 points. Other mathletes that participated in the competition and kept consistent with their scores were Sydney Wilson, Donovan Mondragon, Ben Rowan, Sydney Garcia, Aiden Perez, Reagan Dermody, Claire Haverstock, Tyler Norcross, Alex Solorio, and Tatum Swanson. When asked about this competition, Coach Dee Dee Buchholz responded, "This was one of the most difficult problem sets I've seen since coaching. The entire team should be proud of one another, and my hat goes off to those who scored in the top. You are amazing." Bishop Varsity Mathletes is currently in first place with just 2 meets left, both of which are held here at BUHS. Join them in celebrating this team and congratulating all 29 varsity mathletes for choosing to do math for fun. Go on out to Sierra Wave Media on Facebook and give them a thumbs up. Well, the Bishop Union High School ski race team season is nearing its conclusion with the CNISSF State Championships. 7 Bronco athletes qualified to compete at the National Nevada Interscholastic Ski and Snowboard Federation State Championships held at Sugar Bowl, California on March 4th and 5th. The team coached by Bill Egan raced against athletes from California, Western Nevada, and the Giant Slalom and Slalom SL Alpine Ski Disciplines. Senior Tegan Orr, junior Eden Feld, and freshman Charlie Morris competed against 100 other girls. All 3 female athletes skied their best in challenging and novel terrain. Senior Bodie Barakovitz, junior Bo Tanner, sophomore Zabby Coakley, and freshman Banyan Fulkerson also displayed their best skiing in a field of 104 boys. Bo Tanner finished in the top 10 of the SL races with ninth place. The BUHS ski and snowboard team are grateful to the Mammoth Mountain Community Foundation for their generous support, which helped make this another successful and memorable season. We just posted to our website and social media the most recent baseball and softball schedule. The most notable changes is the change in date for their HDL opener due to an official shortage. Our first home league game versus Boron needed to be changed to Wednesday, March 18th at 3:15 p.m. Varsity boys will be at the high school JV softball field 1, varsity softball at field 2, and JV baseball at field 4. We've also posted out on our website, out there at sierrawave.net, and our social media, the Inyo County Board of Supervisors regular meeting agenda for March 17th. So for more news, go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on X. I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. Thanks for listening. Since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it.